You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network. Attention all theater lovers! This Sunday, April 21st, Broadway Podcast Network is holding the first ever Broadway Podfest, a full day of podcast recordings with some of your favorite Broadway stars, live from the Museum of Broadway, which is right in the heart of Times Square. The day begins at 11 a.m. Eastern and features a full day of programming that you don't want to miss. Visit bpn.fm/podfest to get all the details and register to attend for free. That's bpn.fm/podfest.
Hello and welcome or welcome back to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas, and I'm so excited because I see my friend on the screen right now and she looks so beautiful, y'all. She was in the original Broadway cast of The Color Purple. She has toured with Motown, Dreamgirls, Book of Mormon, Ain't Misbehavin'. She sings backup for J-Hud. She's the founder of The Galaxy Method. You have to check out her original music. She is the definition of a vocalist. She just dropped a hit single, My Favorite Things. It's Christmas. It's everything you want in the holiday season and beyond. And when I think about her, my heart swells because she truly is amazing as a person, as a performer, as a talent, all of the things. Y'all, the artist formerly known as Sangtrice, please help me welcome Patrice Covington.
What's up, my friend? So funny. So funny.
Girl, how are you?
I'm doing great, babe. Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy to see you. You look gorgeous. Where are you?
I'm at home in LA now. Just got here. I was away for a little bit working, but I got home just before, the day before Thanksgiving, actually. So I'm recouping, getting myself together, jet lagged like crazy, but I'm here. I'm happy to be home.
Okay. Where were you before?
I was in Atlanta working.
Okay. Okay.
Wide open. Crazy.
Okay. I'm so excited because I've been seeing your posts on Instagram and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm excited for you, but I'm not exactly sure what it is. And I'm like, if you can't tell me, that's okay. But I am going to ask. It looks like you are going to be a series regular on something.
Yeah. So last year, as you mentioned, I was on tour. I was singing background for Stevie Wonder and Christina Aguilera last year. And while I was with Christina Aguilera in Vegas, I had an audition, had a self-tape to be a series regular on this new series called Genius Aretha, which is about the life of Aretha Franklin. And I play Irma Franklin, her sister. And so we were supposed to finish back in March, April. Of course, we didn't.
You know, right.
Life. Right. But we picked back up in September. We finished our remaining episodes and then we just wrapped the other day.
Wow. Yep. I have chills. That is amazing. You look so good in the pictures. Have you done anything like this before?
This is actually my television debut. I've never been on TV as an extra, background, one line, nothing. Like, first time ever. So, you know, this was a really, really big deal for me. And I was nervous a little bit at first, but, you know, I was so blessed to have been literally taught how to be on TV by Courtney B. Vance, who plays my dad, and Pauletta Washington, wow, who plays my grandmother, and many, many other amazing, you know, TV vets. So I feel good. You know, I got a little seasoning on me now. It took us a while.
Honey,
but it was good. It was a great experience.
It's amazing. And I love, like, you're like super humble about it. Like super humble. I'm like, get it. Like, also just the fact that, like, oh yeah, you sang backup for Christina and Stevie. And the thing about you, Patrice, and I knew this even when you and I worked together, and I know this even now after knowing you, I feel like there is so much more that you have done than is Googleable. I feel like you've done so much and you don't, like, you don't brag about it. You don't, like, look at this, you guys. Like, you kind of just work your butt off and grind.
Yeah, you know, I did post something recently. I was like, I never really post about auditions or anything like that. I mean, so a lot of people do. I just kind of don't, but I've decided to try to share a little bit more because I don't want anybody to get it twisted. Like, whatever is about to come that you all, that the world will see that doesn't know me personally, like, just know it wasn't an overnight success. It wasn't. It's been a very, very, very long time. Thank God I look younger than I am. And I've been at it for a really long time. And, you know, it's true. Good things come to those who wait. You know, the water will eventually cut the rock. It's been a lot. It's been a really, really long, beautiful journey that I'm grateful for. But, you know, yeah, I've been doing this since I was 16 years old.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really inspiring because I'm like, good things come to those who wait, honey girl. There's some things I've been waiting for. I'm like, Lord, don't forget me down here.
No, never will. You just, you know, keep speaking it and acting as if it, that stuff is powerful. Words are so powerful. Manifestation is so powerful. So it'll come. It's already on the way.
Thank you. That kind of reminds me of the, okay, so I know that your like tagline is don't be a star, be a galaxy. Mm-hmm. What is that? The galaxy method? It's like, is it mentoring students? It sounds like something that I wish I had growing up. What is it, Patrice?
I don't know how many years ago now, at least probably 12 or 13, maybe years ago, I came up with this saying. I don't even know why, but I literally just started including it on the bottom of my emails back in the day. And I remember like when it first happened, when I first came up with it, it was kind of just like, don't just sparkle a little bit, like sparkle a lot. You know, we're big sequins. We're all the sparkles. More right. of like a physical thing. And then, you know, it became more of like a, you can do anything that you put your mind to. You can shine in every different facet that you desire to shine in. Then I started thinking about, you know, Broadway is always talking about this whole like triple threat thing, or, you know, maybe you are a singer who moves well, or you're a dancer who sings, or, you know how they break it down like that. And I always felt like that was just kind of diminishing of the other talent. So why do I have to be a star in one thing? You know, why can't I be a star in all things, which would make me a galaxy, right? Then it was, you know, it became about helping other people shine. Because I found out that, you know, one star in the sky shining don't really make a difference. We notice all the stars when it's a right. lot of stars, that's when we're in awe, you know? So it's like, help somebody else shine their light. You know, you're not going to lose any light by doing that.
And then lastly,
like, you know, there's a Bible verse in Matthew that talks about being the salt of the earth and the light of the world. And you have to be the light for people sometimes. And you have, you know, think about if you season your food, you know, you can use all the fresh herbs and all the things, but if it ain't got no salt on it, you can't taste any of those herbs, any of those spices right. that you put on. You have to put salt on it to bring out the flavor. So be the salt of the earth, be the light of the world, and don't be a star, be a galaxy.
I'm like, I'm so here for that. I'm so here for lifting others up. And I feel that right now. I'm like, let's get all the freaking Black girl magic we can right now. And the galaxy thing, it's more than just about, you know, one person. And together, we rise and lift each other up. Right. So I'm here for all of that. I think it's such a beautiful thing that you stand for. So, so during this pandemic, it seems like you have been like working nonstop, but let's see here. Have you gotten a chance to settle into a quarantine look?
Oh, I will never settle into a look. I just don't have it in me. I just don't.
Tell me more.
I just like to change my hair. You know, and people always told me that, girl, you got a face for a wig, or you got a face for any hairstyle or whatever. And so I really know that I can just kind of rock anything. And what I will say, the quarantine, I was kind of like this before the quarantine started, but it really gave me the freedom. Plus my hair grew. So I've been wearing braids, you know, before. Right now I got on a wig because I got a braid appointment on Monday. But
work.
But I'm like, I've been really over deciding on my look for the industry, you know. Come and on. I stopped doing that a couple years ago when I cut off all my hair and bleached my hair blonde. And I was like, yeah, I don't know what the industry is going to think of this. I don't really care, but I look cute. And they had no problems with it. Everybody was just fine. And so once I realized that, you know, I'm used to like always having the headshot to match that hairstyle and all that. Forget all of that. I'm not doing it no more. I just don't want to do it because we have the liberty. I have the liberty to change my hair. I can rock anything. And so you guys would just have to rock with me. Is how I feel now.
Yes. Amen. Amen. And it seems like when you change it up, the world keeps spinning.
Yeah.
Is what it sounds like.
It totally does. Who thought? Who would have thought?
Who would have thought? Like, we've spent so much time and energy being like, what do they want? What do they want? And I love hearing you say, this is what I want. I look cute. I feel cute. And oh, cool. They're rolling with it. Awesome. And you're right. You are so versatile, Patrice. I've seen pictures with your like really short hair, bleach blonde or black or dark brown, with your wigs, with your braids. Do you have a favorite? Like, because you can do it all.
Yeah, you know, my honest to God favorite, and I'm probably gonna go back to it at some point, is my pixie. I love my pixie, my short dark. I used to dye my hair jet black and have a pixie, and it was just so fresh, very 90s. I'm a 90s girl. Love it. But the only downside to that is that I like to work out, and as soon as I worked out, it was over. Like, pixie out, it's done. So that's why.
Really?
Oh yeah. Cause I mean, you know, it's relaxed. It's got them tight curls or, you know, a wrap or whatever. And
yeah,
I just couldn't keep it up. Now, one thing, although I do rock a lot of hairstyles, doing hair is not my ministry. I don't do well at all. So I got
to people ask you?
Maintain. No, I'm just saying, like, you know, for myself, like, it has to be something that I can maintain myself before I can, you know, I can go out and still be cute in the world and not be looking busted, you know, after a good workout. So
we're going to cut for a short ad break.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at OutsidersMusical.com.
Okay, I do have a question, and like, this is for people who don't know, and I am also one of those people. When you relax your hair, I thought that you could get it wet. I thought that you could sweat and that it would stay straight. Is that not true?
No, of course it stays straight, but I need to curl it. It has to be curled, and I miss the boat. This is actually a kind of fun fact that's not that fun. When everybody started using flat irons, I had locks. I had like actual locks in my hair. And I had worn locks for a long time. Like, you know, I wore locks for about 10 years. And
whoa,
when I came out of those locks, everybody was using flat irons. Before, everybody was, you know, I can work a curling iron. But the flat iron, I don't know how to do it. I never had to learn because I was doing that. And then I went from like faux locks to like a short natural cut. So I really didn't, I didn't have a relaxer until my Pixie, which I got in 2017. And that Pixie, getting that was even a journey because, you know, with all the shows that I was doing, I had started to experience a lot of loss around my edges with wigs and stuff like that, or snatching wigs for costume changes, or just not really protecting a sensitive area in my hair. Yeah. And I ended up losing a lot of hair. I was also getting weaves that were just dumb, like, you know, tight braids across my edges. And so I ended up losing my edges really badly at that time. And I came across this woman who's out of Atlanta. Her name is Razor Chick. And she literally performs miracles. She like is doing the Lord's work. Legit. I'm talking about people have 7 strands of hair. And when she finishes, it looked like they got a full head of hair. I'm not even kidding. And she plays with gospel.
Not 7 strands of hair, Patrice.
7, maybe. Tops. Now, I had more than that. I've always had a lot of hair in the back, but like my edges were just, it was just really, really, really thin. And so I had actually was in LA at the time as well. And I saw that she was coming to LA and she wanted a model and you have to have some type of hair loss issue. And I wasn't sure if she would accept me because like I said, mine was, I had more than 7 strands, but my edges were thin. And I just knew that she would give me a style that was funky and fly. And I submitted and she let me be her model, which is cool. Baby charges, okay?
Right.
Charges a lot of money. And she gave me my Pixie. Like, I just had to allow her to cut my hair in front of a bunch of people and teach them how to do my hair. And I did it. And that's how I got my Pixie. And I loved my Pixie so much. But like I said, I really only cut it because I just couldn't keep it up. I was always having to, when I work out, I would do like hot yoga and stuff. So all the volume and the, you know, if I wrap it, it'd be flat, you know, and it just became a lot of work. But I love it. That is my top hairstyle.
You know what? I'm so glad that you kind of touched on this because hair loss and like, especially around the edges for Black women, that is not uncommon and you're not alone. And no. I'm like, I noticed some things. It wasn't severe, but you know, like 8 shows a week with those pins going in and out.
Yeah.
It is a real thing. And in Black women in general, we're like, watch the edges, you know? So if anybody is listening right now and like y'all are going through anything too, it is not uncommon. And there are dermatologists who what is the word? They focus on like hair loss and alopecia or things for this reason. So there are resources and people to ask and things. But yeah, it's such a part of the industry
I actually went to go see a dermatologist for it.
Right on.
Oh, wow. And she's in New York. She's Black. She's amazing. Her name is Dr. Adela Michael. And I suggest anybody go to her for any hair or skin concerns. She's fantastic. Adebola Dillamichael. She has, I think, 3 offices still. But she got my hair coming back. Like she did, she does laser treatments. She does steroid injections. But she'll talk to you about whatever it is that you need. But I have edges now. But at the time, like she helped me a whole lot.
That's amazing.
Her and that haircut really helped me.
Adebola Dillamichael in New York City.
Yep.
I'll have to like look her up so I know how to spell it and everything because that is
Radiant Skin and Dermatology.
Ooh, girl. Radiant Skin. Okay. Thank you so much. I wonder, does that work for guys too? Because sometimes I got guys asking me things. Really?
Yep. There are guys on Broadway that have gone because I plugged them into her.
Shut up and it works.
Mm-hmm. Yes, hair is hair. Everybody got, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, this is the bomb. So thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing. Let's see here. Ooh, what's your favorite protective style? Do you do protective styles?
Yeah, I mean, like right now, my hair is in just some cornrows, and then I have on a wig. But also,
I have cornrows too, girl.
Yeah, you got a crochet, right? That's crochet.
Yeah.
But I'm really into my faux locks and my box braids too. You know, I just kind of feel like anything that. Well, actually, I'll say my favorite is probably the faux locks or butterfly locks that I've had because. It's like doubly protected. It has the braid and then wrapped hair around it, you know, so that you really aren't, nobody's touching it, can't get to it.
So wait, is the butterfly lock, is that the same as a faux lock? Is that what you just described or are they different?
They're pretty much the same. It's just the technique and how they put it on, how they do it. They use like a crochet thing or something. I don't know, but it's not crochet. It's like they take like, my girl takes Marley hair, the really strong hair, and braids my hair down like individuals. And then mm-hmm. she goes back with the faux lock hair and wraps it around. Yeah.
When you do that, when it's time to take it out, do you have to cut off the whole thing or can you just take the faux part out?
You cut off the whole thing. So you find like cut one and you'll see like where your hair is so you don't cut your hair. And then super easy, the faux lock hair just kind of falls right out. It just unravels.
Nice.
And then you take out the braid.
That's awesome. Okay, wait. So I have a question. Remember back in the day, and I even hesitate to bring this up because I kind of have blocked it out of my life. But remember when we were doing Heart of Rock and Roll back in, I don't know, 2017 together? You told me in Yo-Yo, Joy, about rice water.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
It's like, yeah. Okay. So, okay, for those of you who are listening, what I'm talking about is you can wash your hair in rice water. You got to like make the thing. You got to get some rice and soak it in a bowl for like a day and then drain it and then you wash your hair in the remaining water that is like with the nutrients from the rice.
Yeah.
And Yo-Yo and I were doing that for like a straight month. And have you done it? Do you like it? Do you not do that anymore? Like, what do you think?
I don't do the rice water anymore, but now I have a rice oil where there's actually rice in the bottom of it. So I use that twice a day in between, you know, on my scalp when I have my braids or the underneath my wig or whatever. And that's been really nice. My hair is growing tremendously fast. You know, like I had nothing. I had like, but I have like full cornrows right now. And my hair is not blonde anymore. It's black. So it works. I also take hair vitamins every day. I've been pretty consistent with those for a few years.
This is exciting. Okay. Because I do remember your hair being short and it was a choice and it looked so good. It was like your pixie, I think.
Yeah. Back then I had a pixie still. Yep.
It was so cute. And even like you talking about any of like the hair loss in the past and all the things. And now you're saying that you have full cornrows in your hair. This is encouraging. And I think it's really inspiring. And so what I've heard you say so far is hair gummies. I've heard you say a rice oil, which I would love some more information about that, like the brand name or if you got a friend who just made it for you or like what that is. And also going to this Black Girl Magic dermatologist.
Yeah, she's amazing. She's amazing.
Everything, are there any?
Everything you need for your skin. I've literally done everything with her from my hair stuff to skin. I got Botox once.
Work
with her. I've gotten like laser treatments. I got a tattoo removed. I've done it all.
You've done everything with her.
Yeah, she's amazing. I 100% like she's 100% safe and knowledgeable, so intelligent, thorough, answers all your questions. I've sent my family to her. She's great. I miss her. You know, she's one of the big things I miss about New York.
Dang. Yeah. I was thinking about getting me some Botox. I actually got a consultation right before the shutdown. I'm like, I can't afford that no more. But I wanted a little.
Yeah, I mean, Botox gets a bad rep because people look crazy.
But they overdo it.
Yeah, for me, I wanted to do it because I was doing a lot of television, and there's this thing that people look for. Like, sometimes I act with my forehead, which is, you know, just too much. And so I was trying to relax my forehead. And so it did, you know, but, you know, Botox only lasts like 3 months. So 3 to 6 months. It's nothing that lasts forever. People that look crazy is more than Botox, or they're getting it all the time or too much or whatever. Yeah.
We'll be right back right after the break.
Patrice, you are, when people, oh man, I get overwhelmed when I think about your talent, and I'm not like just gassing you up. You already know what you got. But when I think, like, you are a true vocalist. And
somebody's dog is barking.
Oh, you okay? I was like, you don't disagree. Okay, great. It's just the dog. No. You are a vocalist in its purest form. Like, it is really the bomb.
Thank you.
And so, and you've done the Broadway world, and you have done and are doing the recording artist world and all of what comes with that. In your opinion, when it comes to appearance, are the rules different between how you wear your hair, either wig prep or showing up to a Broadway show or on stage or in the recording world, how you show up to sing backup for somebody or doing your own thing? Are the rules different, or are they the same?
Yeah, I would say they are different, but the rules for Broadway have been made up. Nobody said that we had to do that. I don't know who said it or how it became a thing, but I think it's time for us to break that rule thing or whatever it is, because yeah, as a background singer, recording artist, you just are you. You know, they ask you to wear black or whatever it is that they ask you to wear and be beautiful and sing the part. That's really just it. They don't really care about what your hair looks like. Nobody really cares. With Broadway, okay, yeah. And I'm not even talking about the actual show. I'm talking about getting the job. Because when it comes to the actual show, you're going to give me a wig anyway. You know, right. So it's about all the prep and, you know, light stepping that we do around our hair. Like, you know, I saw this thing on Instagram recently. I don't know if you saw it, but this girl was like showing pictures of a bunch of white women and the hair that they wear in these big blockbuster movies. For example, Angelina Jolie as Maleficent.
Maleficent. Yeah.
She took a picture. She said, "Do you think she wore her hair like this when she auditioned for Mel?"
I did see that.
You know, and so stop being like that for us. She didn't wear those horns when she auditioned.
Right.
Or when y'all asked her to do the part, she didn't have those horns on her head, you know?
Right.
So, I just think that, you know, people look at our hair as like, they get overwhelmed by it or whatever. And, you know, you should be able to keep those braids, Celicia, and go do a show and not have to adjust your regular. They should be able to make you a wig and do your wig prep to fit those braids. And so I stopped doing that back in like 2014 when I started wearing weaves and I was doing Motown. I was like, hey, guys, I wear weaves. I'm not taking my weave out. Please do my wig prep with my weave. And that's how we did it. And they worked it out. We are afraid to ask because we don't want to ruffle feathers, or we don't, you know, we just know it's been historically not the case that they will not adjust to however it is we wear our hair, but not anymore. Like, for me, I don't do that. If I do another theater show, whatever hairstyle I got, I don't care if I got locks down the crack of my butt, you are going to have to adjust because I'm going to do this show for a total of 16 hours out of the week. I got a whole bunch more hours to be Patrice in the world, and I want long faux locks down the crack of my butt. So please help me be able to rock my faux locks down the crack of my butt for the rest of my life this week. And I'm not saying I'm going to change it throughout the whole run. Like, pick something and stick with it. I get that. You know, I can't have, but choose what you want to wear. You know, I don't feel like we should have to adjust. I shouldn't have to wear my natural hair if I don't want to. I like wearing braids. I like wearing weaves. I like having my hair relaxed. Whatever it is that I want to rock at that moment, help me please just have my regular life while I help you have a great show.
Wow. Yes, 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 yes to all of that. Honestly, yes, yes, yes. Okay. And what does it mean to you to be presentable?
For me, you know, there are different metrics for this answer for different people. But for me, being presentable is, you know, skin is everything for me. Skincare. I always want to have my skin looking great. My mother says, if you got on earrings, you know, put some earrings and lip gloss, you're good, you know. So I have that in me as well. But for my hair, you know, I just feel like as long as it's not standing up on top of my head, maybe it really does and I put on a hat, you know, I don't want to scare nobody. But yeah, I mean, just want to look like me. I want to feel good. I want to feel like me. And that to me, because if I feel beautiful, then I'm going to, you know, I'm going to treat you beautifully and, you know.
Right.
Do it right.
Oh, that. Yes. That resonates with me. I'm like, that's it. That's it. Because I, you know, I've asked a few people that question and I haven't asked myself, like, what does that mean? But yeah, when you feel good, when you feel comfortable in your own skin, when you feel beautiful, it's easy to like, be more loving, to act beautifully, you know, all of the things. So absolutely. Yeah. I am like, I am so happy to like, to see your face and to catch up with you a little bit. And you really are so beautiful. Like whether you are wearing your natural hair, braids, wigs, weaves, anything, Patrice, you really are, you really are so gorgeous. And I'm thinking about listening to your my favorite things on repeat like I did the other day, and it's so bomb. And
thank you.
Honestly, all I keep thinking is, please tell me this is part of a full album that is coming out.
I certainly was trying to do that, and as soon as I got started with my crew, they were like, time to come back to work. Like, one song, but I'm happy to know that there is a longing for that. And so for maybe next Christmas season, holiday season, or just in general, I do want to record more music.
It's so good. I literally was screaming at my iTunes. I was like, how dare you? How dare you?
Thank you. It's a fun song. I'm glad it's so well received. I really am proud of it.
Such a tease. It's a tease. You know Christmas was coming, Patrice. How dare you give us one? Truly. Truly.
I almost was like, does anyone even care about the holidays this year? I really almost was like, I don't think anybody is going to care. Like, is the holiday canceled? You know, does anybody care about holiday music? I'm so glad I did it. I've gotten some beautiful feedback.
And yes, people care. People were putting up Christmas trees on Halloween.
They were. My sister was one of them.
Truly, truly. Thank you for joining me today. You're so lovely. You're so wonderful. I love your grounded energy. And that's one of the reasons why I gravitate towards you and love you and respect you. Like working with you at first, I was like, does she hate me? Does she not like me? No, it's, you are very like, I'm at work, this is a thing. And also like when you are warmed up to somebody, like you are very loving and very almost nurturing in a way. It's just, I'm like a, what's it called? Like a golden retriever. And I'm like, hi, be my friend. And yeah. What would you say you are like?
Oh, a type of dog?
Yeah, or no, or any kind of animal, like.
I don't know. Maybe like a kangaroo or something.
Okay.
The nurturing part, but then another part of me feels like very elephant-like, also, you know. But like, maybe obviously in the room, but just
an elephant.
but just a chill, big in the room.
I love that. And I also maybe think you could throw like a bear in there in terms of like, you can be very intimidating, but also like give me a bear hug and like loving, you know, like.
That intimidating part gets me in trouble. I don't know what to do. I try to be better, especially to the men folk, because they're the ones that think that I am the most intimidating. I'm like, I ain't doing nothing. But
whatever. The thing is, you're powerful. It's an inner energy. It really is, especially like knowing you more now. It's like, you know who you are. You know what you bring to the table, and you're kind. You're not rude or anything. You just know your worth, and it really is a beautiful thing. And I'm like, one day I'd like to step fully into that power. I'm like, who is she? Who is that girl I see? You know,
who is that girl? So, okay.
All right. I love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. You're the bomb. You're the bomb, Patrice.
Yeah. All my love, darling.
All my love.
Y'all, I love Patrice Covington so much. She is so talented and so fierce and literally has done freaking everything and won't shove it down your throat. She just is. And for that, I am so inspired. If you haven't already downloaded her single, My Favorite Things, it's available. I got mine on Apple Music. I'm sure you can get it on Spotify or wherever else you listen to music. Y'all, it's the perfect song for this holiday season. And tomorrow is Christmas. So go ahead, listen to it. It's the bomb. Also follow her on Instagram at Patrice Covington. Y'all, shout out to the Broadway Podcast Network. Shout out to Wilton Music for producing my theme song, Love COD. Have you listened to it yet? I talk about it every week. Have you listened to it? It's on iTunes. I sing the whole thing. It's it makes me laugh, but you know what? I'm really proud of it. I'm super grateful for this holiday season, and I was just thinking about this the other day because we are still in the middle of a pandemic, and I was thinking on Saturday, if life was normal right now, I would be working my butt off doing a 2-show day on Broadway in the snow in New York in the holiday traffic. And obviously that is where we want to be, but I can be realistic for a second and know that if I was working my butt off in the cold on Broadway right now, deep down, I would want to be home with my family in Fresno. And that is exactly where I am in this moment. I'll be back in New York very, very soon in the next week or so. But I just hope that wherever you are, that you feel hope and love and peace and joy, and that you're able to squeeze as much coziness and comfort out of this holiday season as humanly possible, as we keep our fingers and toes crossed for 2021. Dear God, help us all. You guys, we're so close. We're so close. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I've got some really fun things lined up for the new year that I think you're gonna enjoy. So stay tuned and keep listening, keep coming back, and keep telling a friend. Like, thank you so much for helping me spread the word. You guys can always slip into my DMs on Instagram. If there's something that you wanna know or something that resonated with you, please let me know. Let me know. And thank you so much, y'all. If you haven't already, rate this podcast, leave me a review, and enjoy the holidays. Let's get to 2021 and be safe, you guys. Thank you for listening to Black Hair in the Big Leagues. I'm your host, Salisha Thomas. Let's have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, y'all.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat, and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.